What? Who's on one? You have no idea on one.
She won't give me a name.
All right. Who are you? No. Hello?
Did he put me through to you?
Hello. Yes, that's why you're talking to me.
I didn't intend to. I just asked him. Of course, he told me he's a friend of yours and has known you for 2 years, but how can you do that stuff you do?
Ooh, doing that stuff you do. I don't know what you're talking about. Which stuff?
The trash. Do you have nothing in your head except trash?
Okay, what trash? You got to tell me the trash. What trash is it that you don't like?
I was listening a few minutes ago.
Well, first of all, you got to give a name. Even if you're lying, you got to have some name.
Oh, my name's Pauline. I'm not afraid of you.
Very nice. Perfect. We
have
now,
wait a minute. I'm talking.
Credibility. I know, but I'm talking to. I'm bigger. Sorry, I can be that way. Go ahead, Pauline.
No, I was listening a few minutes ago when the lady called, and you're talking about incest and pedophiles. With all the bad things that are going on around the world?
Yeah, let's sit and be upset about it.
I can't believe you.
Let's sit and be depressed about it. Let's not be depressed. We should.
Alan, Adam, you put down... Are you there?
I'm listening.
Don't hang up on me.
Well, if you keep asking me that, I will. Just go ahead.
You put down and ridicule Steve Cannon behind his back.
Behind his back? Are you kidding me? I tell
put
him crap
all
in his face.
That trash on?
No, and I wasn't ridiculing.
Hey, wait a minute. Matt, listen.
Believe me, I totally respect Steve Gannon. He just does a different type of show than I do. That is all there is, Pauline.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
I can remember. Anyway, I was listening one night and had to turn it off because you and your father were on there talking about a hangover all night.
No.
You call that entertainment?
Oh, my Lord. That was our bachelor party on the air. Oh, anyway, the real quick story for those of you who don't know, I've never drank in my life. I don't drink. I hate drinking. I don't drink at all. But this one night, I was getting married. My friend said, all right, you know, you've got to do this. We've never seen you even have a beer in your hand. We have to do this. And yeah, I was still drunk that next day, and it was horrible.
I don't care.
I can't believe. Well, good.
I don't care.
Then turn the radio off. You see, you obviously do care because you've actually called the station. You've called up and you're talking to me about it. That totally flies in the face of what you're trying to do. If you don't care, you don't listen.
But I turned it on and I heard that lady talking to you that said she had a little girl.
Right.
And then I remember hearing you back when your father was on there talking about a hangover. You're pitiful.
So why are you? You're even more pitiful. You're calling. Why? Oh, did you hang up? What a loser.
That lady, the other lady who was upset about the comment about the father-daughter, but she was laughing about the sheep.
Yes, you're right.
So what the heck, you know.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's too funny. Where's my atom bomb? Oh, man. What a perfect time to blow somebody up, and I can't find my bomb. In 3, 2... Oh, well. I mean, my point was she's killing her own point. She doesn't like the show. Don't call. Don't listen. She, you know, there's a lady that calls up my boss. My boss thinks it's great. It's really funny. She she calls up my boss every week, and she has a log. She actually writes down the time and what I say and tells him at 11:32. On Saturday, March 20th, you know, one of those deals.
Yeah.
She sits there and tells them everything. I mean, it's great. These are the people.
Listening.
But, of course, when that, you know, Arbitron comes by, what were you listening to? Well, I was listening to Adam Conroy. There go my ratings. people, you got to lighten up. Mike, downtown.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, you know, you the lady had a good point, you know, what she was talking about. You have changed a lot. And I listened to you maybe been about a year and a half ago, and you weren't anything like you are now.
What have I done differently?
Just the way that you talk about people, you, like you were making fun of her and stuff. Look,
well, you gotta make
bomb. And
listen, if you can't make fun of somebody like that, then what fun? If I sat there and said you're right, and I was very respectful of her, and come on, you've got to have some fun. This is supposed to be exciting, fun, and different to listen to. If I'm driving down the road and some lady calls up with something like that, and the host just lets her go, I'll turn off the... I mean, come on, have a little bit of confidence in yourself or what you're doing to not let somebody go by like that.
But don't you admit that you've changed your show dramatic since a year ago?
No, not a year
ago.
You
don't think you have?
What did I do differently a year ago?
With all the what is it, the Bert and Ernie stuff, and this Dr. Dick Rossetti. I mean, you know, I mean, there is a time for that, but, man, you know.
When is the
kids,
time for that?
There are some kids who listen to the radio.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, Mike. If your kids are listening to the radio,
that's your fault. I don't have any
Fine.
Kids.
I cannot sit there and think of kids at 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night, even 11 o'clock at night. Kids aren't supposed to be listening, okay? That doesn't mean don't say anything that's adult. Are adults not supposed to have any shows to listen to if they have or if they have kids? No. Our adult shows, obviously, this is an adult show.
Do you listen to that, the guy who's on 96? Bubba.
No, that guy's disgusting.
Well, what's the difference between him and you?
Are you kidding me? Go turn it on for 2 minutes and tell me what the difference is. The guy curses constantly on the air.
Well,
besides that, yeah, that doesn't make any difference. Everything he says is about sex and degrading women. There's absolutely no way that I've ever degraded a woman on this show. And yeah, I talk about sex.
Yeah, you have.
When I've degraded a woman.
There's older women that used to call you all the time that don't even call you anymore. I'm sure they listen every once in a while, but you know, after they get off the phone, you talk about them all night long.
Well, then you say I degraded the last woman who called.
Well, I didn't say degrading, but you're like, where's the atom bomb?
Yeah, she deserves to be bombed. God, lighten up, people. Man, where's my bomb? Man, I can't believe... Bomb! Bam, bam, bam. That's the... Oh, man, this is fun. Real quick, Tom. No. Let's go to Brian. I'm sorry, Brian's first. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, really like your show. Great talent, man.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out, you know, some of the old people in this town are just pathetic. They need to take it easy. I really like the stuff that you're doing. Just keep it up. One funny thing is that a lot of the people that live in a big city don't tend to act like they live in a big city. And that's about all I've got to say.
It does sound like a
media market. Come on.
It does sound like a small town mentality sometimes.
Right.
But thank you. I got to get going to the top of the hour. I have the atom bomb ready for the next couple of people to call. All my point is just this. I want you to turn on the radio and not turn it off. That's the whole point of my show. I want you to not know what's coming up next. I want you to be shocked, surprised, laugh, and all that other stuff. If you take it so seriously to think that I'm actually promoting having sex with your daughter, then you're the person who needs to lighten up, okay? Of course I'm not, and come on already. That's for the last two!